It's high summer, and that means getting outdoors with the kids. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, joins us now with a couple of suggestions for family fun this weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Let's start with something many of us do occasionally here in the Granite State, and that is fishing. Many hardcore sportsmen will fish year-round here, but this seems like a good time of year for the novice.
Yes, and so on Saturday at 9 a.m., it's the Fishing Derby down in Nashua. So if you have, if your kid has never fished before, this is their chance to give it a shot. You head down to Horse Pond in Nashua and sign up, and they get a chance to participate in the Fishing Derby.
Now, what do you need to bring to this? Do you have to have your own pole?
You do. They said that you supply the pole, they will supply the water, the fish, and the worms.
Oh, excellent.
And some of the volunteers from the Horse Pond Fishing Game Club will actually be there as well to help you out. You know, if you are unfamiliar with fishing, you know, maybe give you some tips. And then kids get to start fishing at kids ages 5 to 12. You know, I was speaking to the club president and he said kids really get into it. They really love going out there and, you know, giving it a try. The kids get to win prizes. So they're really competitive about, you know, first fish, most fish, and biggest fish. And I thought for sure that like the older kids were going to have the advantage. But he was saying that last year, the biggest fish went to a 7-year-old girl. The year before that, it went to a 6-year-old girl. So it seems like it's, you know, pretty level playing field.
So it really is, it appeals to both boys and girls.
Yes, he said they get a lot of girls that come out and fish. And, you know, one of the reasons the club does it is because it gets new members for them, or, you know, just gets kids interested in fishing in general. And he said they actually have received some members who, you know, they started out going to the derbies year after year and then have become interested in fishing.
Let's talk about Prescott Park in Portsmouth. Again this year, they have a series of performances planned for the season, and they're putting on a production of Annie this summer.
Yes, so this is their annual summer musical that they do in the park. It runs Thursdays through Sundays in the evening and then a few matinees throughout the summer. And, you know, the really fun part about Prescott Park, their musicals, the stage is right out there. It's visible from three sides. So it's really kind of happening, you know, right in front of you. And you're right in the middle of the action.
What makes this particular production unique?
Well, you know, there's always a challenge with every story. How do you do it for a stage? And one of the ones here is that one of the main characters of Annie is Sandy, the dog. So they had tryouts for the dog. I think they got 80 people that showed up with their dogs. And they got two Sandys. They have the main Sandy, who is a golden retriever, and then a...
you have an understudy Sandy.
Yes, who is a labradoodle. And
an underdog, if you will.
Exactly. And so, you know, they said that the dogs are really obedient, have done really well, because I asked. This is a park with squirrels and kids.
Sure, and other dogs, I'm sure.
Exactly. So, but they said that, you know, so far Sandy, and it's so far it's just been Buckley, the golden retriever, who's been on stage, and Buckley's done really well. And, you know, there are little tricks that they do here and there where they, you know, offer a slip a quick treat to the dog to get them to come. But for the most part, they come and they sit and they stay. And then, you know, the dogs get a chance to sort of stretch their legs during when they're not on scene. They'll, you know, maybe walk around the park. And even one of the cast members will usually take them out during intermission and kind of walk them around. And you might even get a chance to see them.
And we've seen a lot of rain and unpredictable weather so far this summer. So how does that affect an outdoor performance like this?
Well, you know, they said they've been really lucky so far. They haven't had to cancel any performances. They didn't get to do their dress rehearsals on the stage the week before. It was completely rained out. And so their first time on stage was opening night. And the person I talked to at Prescott Park Arts Festival was telling me they were really impressed with the way, particularly the dog, handled the transition from the performance or from the rehearsal space to the stage. And everyone came together really well.
The show must go on.
Exactly.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Friday mornings to talk about weekend events in New Hampshire. We'll have more information on the Summer Fun Fishing Derby and the production of Annie at Prescott Park at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.